other events coming up. Tell us about those.
We do. So, as I mentioned, we focus on biking, walking, and transit, and so we've got a little bit of everything coming up. Our walk series has one more walk in it. That's October 5th at noon. We'll be walking the Prairie Line Trail in downtown Tacoma, which is just a beautiful space on the UW-Tacoma's campus, and then will be extended by the city both to the north and to the south. So that's October 5th with Michael Sullivan, just a casual, easy walk on your lunch break. We do a bike ride with city council every year, and that's next week, September 22nd. Great way to get on your bike and bend the ear of the city council members. Let them know what you're thinking, how you want to see our city work.
I like that combination. That's good. That's good. All right. What
and
else?
And if you've never tried the bus, we're doing a try the bus event where we'll pay for the bus pass. We'll ride with you. Also on your lunch break, that's at 12:30 on October 18th. And we will be joined by our local celebrity auditor, Julie Anderson, who is a regular bus rider herself. But we'll talk a little bit about what she does in the auditor's office and help you get registered to vote.
Perfect. Well, listen, I'll tell you what, you're a busy lady, and I really thank you. I know we almost weren't able to get you because you're so busy. We're going to let you go. Again, it's called Parking Day. It's going on right now, actually 20 minutes from right now. It's in downtown. We've been talking with Christina Walker and from Downtown On The Go. Best of luck. Hey, stay in touch with us. Let us know what's going on with your organization and what's going on with some of these events, and we'll get you back on, okay?
Wonderful. Thanks for having me.
All right. You have a great day, and good luck with it. Thanks.
Take care.
All
Thanks.
Right, Christina Walker from Downtown On The Go in downtown Tacoma. 20 minutes in front of 10 o'clock here on Clay Radio, KLAY, 1180. Franco's over there at the big microphone. I'm Bill Ogden on the little microphone, and there's got to be a ton of stuff happening this weekend, Mike.
Yeah, you know, we're going to get into that, and there is a ton of stuff. Tell me, because you've been out there. I've only been out there once.
Mm-hmm.
We are entering the second to the last weekend of the Puyallup Fair,
yes,
which is known by some marketing
it's
guys.
It's the Washington State Fair. Come on, big guy, get with the program.
Sorry. So what do you think? Big changes, little changes? I think it's all good. I walked around. The fair grounds look good.
And yep.
We were there at a high crowd time, which is always good.
Well, conversely, my wife Leslie and I went last Saturday. We went to the rodeo.
The rodeo.
What fun that was.
Yeah.
And it was packed with people. But I think they do a great job. We've lived in Puyallup, my wife, all her life, and I've lived there for the past 45 years. The fair seems to be doing a great job. I think the idea behind going the extended time starting at Labor Day is they want to be with the big boys and the big fairs, the one in the California State Fair, the Texas State Fair, the Oklahoma State Fair. They all go this extended period of time. They're dark on Tuesday. They kind of clean things up and kind of change things over a little bit. But the idea behind it is that to attract the better talent, more of the vendors, the higher level vendors and so on. That's what they do.
What it does to me as a consumer, mm-hmm. it adds a weekend.
It does.
And that's a big deal for obvious reasons. But frankly, for around here, and knock on wood, we've had good weather. But I've been to the fair when it was not so nice. If you're going to have four weekends instead of three, the chances of being able to pick out good weather are increased by a lot.
There
so
you
I,
go.
I think it makes sense.
Right, and you know the other thing I was I thought about, and a couple of my friends had talked about it. Those of us that live out in the area, what it does, it spreads it out, and they may draw more people. But basically, what it does is I think it gives more people a chance to get to the fair, more opportunity, and the crowds at times may not be quite as big. They'll draw as many people, or maybe more, but because they are running a longer period of time, you'll have a better chance to do that. So I think it's all good. It's a great fair, and it goes on for this week and then again next week.
I wanted to mention, I like to beat myself mm-hmm. and a lot of us up for being pretty vocal about complaining that government and local agencies sometimes aren't real responsive. And yet now that we're kind of in this business, I see how often they all reach out for comments, opinions,
sure,
hearings, and it's online. So Pierce County Parks Recreation is looking for public input on Sprinker, Lake Taps Park, and Frontier Park. Go online. You've got till November. They're looking at a whole bunch of improvements. What do we want for the future? So there's your chance. Speak up. Speak up.
There you go.
We're coming up on 9:45. We'll be right back. Bill Ogden and I'm Mike Franco. We'll be right back after a few messages. Bill Ogden.
You know, it's in fact, he pays me a minuscule wages, so he has to use big and impressive words.
No, 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 no. We're,
you know,
full disclosure. I pay him nothing.
That's true.
We might add.
We
have lunch, and he, yeah, he earns
there
that.
You go.
So, Bill, we are at the point in our show here where we talk about what's going on this weekend,
mm-hmm.
What we think people ought to be aware of, and what they can take advantage of. So we've got a lot. There's always more to go do than we can talk about. But
yep.
Why don't you?
Well, a couple of really great. Are you going to be all right? Do I need to call the nurse?
No.
911. You all right?
Undertaker.
All right. There you go. A couple of really exciting football games. One of them we'll have on the air here tonight on 1180 with Ron Crow and Carl Lambert. But that's going to be the Puyallup and Rogers game. That's always a classic football battle. And then they've got the Fish Bowl over in Gig Harbor, which features Peninsula and Gig Harbor High School. So that's a classic matchup there. And this year, that game is important because it has some implications for the playoffs. So that's a little high school football, and there's lots of great high school football going on all over the area. And hope you'll get out and support those teams and watch some really great football.
Tomorrow at 10 a.m.,
mm-hmm.
Community Kids Day. Join us Saturday, September 17th. Lakewood Gardens annual Community Kids Day. Wide variety of entertainment activities for kids, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And again, this is a chance for kids to get down and play in the dirt because
I like
talk
that.
A lot about gardening and get kids tuned into that, which is a good thing.
You have to be a little kid, or can big kids play in the dirt? I like to play in the dirt on occasion.
I think you need to bring a kid with you, and then that allows you
to get in.
So I don't know if they have rental kids there. If you don't,
well, maybe that's
so. So okay. Here's what I like. I like things that are free. This is not free. Admission is $1 or a donation.
That's a good price.
So anyway, get out there. That's at 10 o'clock tomorrow, Community Kids Day.
I've got something here. It's called the Pioneer Days Festival in Old Town Tacoma, great part of Tacoma. And you can listen to music, storytelling, try hands-on demonstrations, and compete in old-time games and races, and just enjoy a day of family fun. It's noon to 4 at the Joe Carr, and that's the Cabin Museum. That's a well-known landmark down there. And I think it's Job Carr, by the way, but it might be Job. I should know
that. I think
that.
It's Job.
I think it is, too.
Because I used to call it Job, and somebody told me it
was. Yeah, I think it is, too. And I should know that.
You should know that.
They are located at 2350 North 30th, right there. And this is another kind of one of those things that is out there. It gives you a chance to get out and take in the beauty and some of the specialness of our community.
And by the way,
yes.
That is something you should check on weekly, monthly. There's always something worth seeing going on out there. Again, good thing to go with your kids and so on. Again, 10 o'clock tomorrow out in Gig Harbor. Harbor History Museum. Join Harbor Wild Watch at the Harbor History Museum. And they will have touch tanks out there. You can play with wonderful cuddly animals like crabs, sea stars, moon snails.
What are moon snails?
I'm not
come on,
sure.
Come on.
I'm not sure if they
you're
going to
talk about it. You
got to
know.
Went to the moon and got these snails.
You got to know.
But this is Touch Tank. So this is one of these places where you literally, it's okay to touch. But get out there. 10 o'clock. I love these things, by the way. When you never go to them. When you go, oh, man, I should go to this all the time. Harbor History Museum. It's in Gig Harbor. 10 o'clock tomorrow.
All right. Did you know today's National Play-Doh Day? You probably didn't, but it's an important...
No.
Yeah, it is. September 16th, National Play-Doh Day, observed annually on this date. Play-Doh inventor Joe McVicker actually sold it originally as a wallpaper cleaner. And wouldn't you know, it became Play-Doh. It's also National Cinnamon Try well, you try yeah, saying that.
Yeah.
National Cinnamon Raisin Bread Day. These are things I try to do this, Michael. I know it's not exactly in keeping with the format.
No,
these are things that, you know, I will guarantee you that the really big stations are not going to talk about National Play-Doh Day.
No, you don't get that anywhere else. And the other thing I like about that is it increases the meaning of everything else I do. By the way, I'm going to repeat this because I repeated it earlier, and I'm not sure.
Go ahead.
But, you know,
your station.
On this date in 1990,
mm-hmm.
Sam Ackerman, age 101,
uh-huh.
got married.
No,
married his wife, Eva, at the time. She was 95. Now, that's a cute story, and I'm sure they're both long gone by now. But
maybe
what I like the most about it is that she proclaimed with great joy on that occasion that this is the best day of my life. So even if things aren't going so well for you and you're 60 or you're 65 or you're 70, just keep the faith. You know, something really good might happen when you're 95.
I like it. So, you know, that was very uplifting.
That's kind of a thought for the day, huh?
Yeah. Do you have something else that's happening in the community we can talk about?
I love our little theaters around here. We got some really cool ones. Tacoma Little Theater, and this isn't go see it. Sunday the 18th and Monday the 19th, Tacoma Little Theater will hold auditions for Miracle on 34th Street.
Cool. You ever been in a play? You ever done that? Little theater?
Oh, yeah, when I was a kid.
Did you?
Yeah. We had a little theater in Richland. Most towns did, and to tell you the truth, most towns still do.
They do.
You got to look for them.
They have the Valley Players out in Puyallup. And you know what? The Hound of the Baskervilles at the Lakewood Playhouse.
Classic. That's right over here.
And it's going to happen. It happens today, 8 p.m. And actually Friday and Saturdays, 8 p.m., 2 p.m. on Sundays through October the 9th. And let's see. It's $25 admission. But they put on great shows.
Yeah, they do. They do
and,
a really good job.
They have... some really great...
I would encourage, in general,
great entertainment.
There's another thing, and your kids, and by the way, it's not just for kids, keep your eyes open. Appearing in these things, and I didn't get into drama in a big way, very positive. There's statistics. The kids who participate in this, both in school and in the community, they always do well. It's just good. So keep your eyes open. There's a lot of good little theater things going, and it's okay to participate.
Absolutely, and you know, if you've always had a hankering to, this is how I got into it. And I got into it when I was in my 30s, along with my wife, who was at that time my girlfriend, which is 40. I don't know.
Ten years ago.
Anyway, if you've always had a hankering to get into something like that, say, you know, I'd like to do that. Try out for these things. You never know. They're good. Incidentally, the Hound of the Baskervilles is directed by John Munn. I think that's important to give him a little props here this morning on the Franco Friday Mike Franco show. You know, it's the weather's kind of supposed to turn a little bit. If you're into the movies, Sully knocked him out of the park last weekend. Had a couple of friends that went and saw that, and it tended to appeal to mostly people that were 50 and above, but. That's, of course, a story about Captain Sullenberger, who so courageously and miraculously saved all those people. So that's the big movie.
It's kind of interesting, the appeal, because I this past year with Trumbo, and I actually saw more movies than I usually did. There were a number of movies, matter of fact, Academy Award nominee, that were movies that were either based on or were true stories.
Right.
And in theory, so when you read about them before you go, you kind of know how it's going to end. And certainly, Sully, you know how it's going to end.
Right.
But it's great drama, and knowing that it really happened makes it better, I think.
Right. And I understand from firsthand from a friend of mine that went and saw it with his wife over in Wenatchee, he said, boy, he says the camera work, whatever you call it, special effects, those are just terrific. So, and then, of course, it's got Tom Hanks and directed by Clint Eastwood. Also, movie that's debuting this weekend, Snowden, which is Oliver Stone. That should be that should be a good one. And at the other end of the spectrum, Bridget Jones, Renee. We've got
which I don't think is a true story.
Let's hope not. But it looks like it's fun. There, of these when these movies are about to debut, you get all these people on the late night and the early morning talk shows. So we've seen these people. So Renee Zellweger, and she's kind of a cool.
She's kind of a kick.
Yeah, good. And you've got Colin Firth and Patrick Dempsey and Emma Thompson and so on. So that's what's happening at the box office this weekend. If you're inclined to take in a movie, that stuff is going on. And the latest and newest televised sport, you're never going to know. You will never guess in a million years, I'm thinking here, Franco, what this is. I got to tell you, we got to touch on this. It's the newest thing. It's going to be on ESPN. You know what it is?
I can't even guess.
It's a sport. Okay, what do you think?
Okay,
I'm not going to.
Dominoes.
Gonna,
no idea.
Drone racing. This is for real. ESPN betting that speeding drones will be the next non-contact sport to find a mass audience. So there you go.
It's the mass audience part that bothers me.
I told you, and I'll guarantee you, Como, Cairo, you're not gonna get this stuff
Rainier Mountain Festival.
Yeah,
in Ashford, Washington. You know where Ashford, Washington is?
Absolutely, I do. It's right at the gate, and they've got great burgers at the scale. Burger House up there. They've got a train up there, and it's a historic little place.
The Rainier Mountain Festival returns September 17th and 18th. That's tomorrow and Sunday. Celebrate the end of the Mount Rainier climbing season. Apparently, this happens every 2-day festival. Includes climbing gear sale, a raffle. There's Mount Tahoma Trail Association. Live music on Friday and Saturday nights. Talks by world-class climbers.
Great.
You can mingle with all these people. There's activities.
And great scenery, great atmosphere. It's not that far from wherever you're hearing. It's not that far to get there, but it seems like you're a million miles away from it all.
It's a beautiful place. And this interests me. Anybody who's even mildly into hiking, let alone mountain climbing, Whitaker Twins will be there. Anyway, it begins at 9 a.m. Saturday, and I won't go into a lot of detail, but you can find more information by going to rainierfestival.com or you can contact Whitaker Mountaineering. But anyway, this is something they have. It's kind of an end of the year type thing. They have it every year. Get out there and go do that. That looks like fun.
I'm loving it. I am loving it. I hope everybody has a great weekend. Get down there and take in Parking Day. That's going on in downtown Tacoma.
Right now, yeah. Get down
absolutely
there now.
Goes on from now till 2 o'clock. We want to thank our guest, Christina Walker, for jumping on in this segment. You have a good weekend there, Michael.
Okay.
Everybody else, too?
And all weekends are good, right? Okay. Thank you for joining us. Please return each and every Friday, 8 to 10. This is Franco Friday. Bill Ogden. I'm Mike Franco.